This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
North Dakota, ladies and gentlemen, a world away from Cleveland and the Republican National Convention, but a whole lot closer to reality, to tell you the truth. I love the real world a lot more than the political world, and the more the political world understands the real world, the better off we'll all be. That kind of goes back to our conversation from last hour of Jamie saying, you know, hey, how are you going to get people to agree? Well, that's what the politics are for, but out here in the real world, folks say, you know, understand, I could be there. You can be there, and we can figure out how to coexist, making Mandaree a better place, North Dakota a better place, United States of America a better place. I think so. That's my thought. What's yours? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. It's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. It's a sizzling today about last night's speech by Melania Trump. How'd I do, Todd? We're getting people texting now with pronunciation guides on how I'm saying Melania. Did that go okay, Melania? Is that better now? Yeah. Todd has not been real fond of how I was saying it. One text says, Melania, not Melania. Okay, I didn't realize I was saying Melania, but I'm going to say Melania from now on and hope it's right. I thought, actually, the speech of a woman you may have never heard of before, Patricia Smith, the mother of Sean Smith. Her son was killed during the attack in Benghazi. It was fabulous. Was really, really good. And it was one of many from people who I would call, I can't call them average everyday people because their stories are incredible, really. But, I mean, this mom didn't set out to speak at a Republican National Convention. She's doing so because Hillary Clinton ignored the fact that her son and others were in harm's way because it would be an uncomfortable narrative to the story of how great they were doing at the State Department and in the Obama administration. Incredible story. Rudy Giuliani was fantastic. You know, when you think about Melania's story, a lot of dust up today over the words being plagiarized. That's so stupid. And look, if they find out that somebody somewhere trying to be overly helpful put that in her speech or whatever, nothing she said was not true. Right? Nothing she said was not true. Now, evidently, Michelle Obama used some similar stories in describing her story, but it doesn't change the fact that it was true. That to me is a typical ruse that happens in things like this. Very typical, where you're trying to step on the story. So I guess I'm not going to take the bait, if you don't mind. My own personal story here. And I don't need any more text to Todd at 701-226-8503. That say things like this. In hindsight, it did seem odd when Melania Trump talked about the challenges of being a black woman at Princeton. Now, that's not helpful. I don't need that. All right. Okay. I'm trying to stay on message here, not on message, on point, on what matters, for crying out loud. You know. Anyway,
you had to use the word matters, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Exactly. By the way, we are broadcasting from Mandaree, North Dakota today. Why? Because the Bakken Rocks Cookfest is happening here. This is a great event. And if you had plans today that didn't include Mandaree, change them. It'll be worth your while to take in whether it's the Bakken Rocks information sessions that happen this afternoon from 2 until 4 with the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Kathy Nesset from Nesset Consulting, Lynn Helms from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, the panel on addressing impacts and impact implementing solutions, Randy Phelan, who we're going to chat with a little later on today in the program, a councilman from here, then the free barbecue, and I'm telling you, it's fabulous, a performance by ND22. That's 4 to 7 tonight in Mandaree. Find your way to Mandaree. Tomorrow, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Bakken Rocks, Oil Can, Fishing Derby, down in Newtown will be great fun. Then Stanley, all of this happens all over again today. So all over again on Thursday, rather, in Stanley, North Dakota. That'll be good fun as well. Shout out to WPX Energy, Wyoming Casing, Hess Weatherford, QEP Resources, Crestwood, Halcon Resources, MBI Energy Services, Petro Hunt, and Purity Oilfield Services, Tesoro High Plains Pipeline Company, XTO, Neighbors Drilling, Enerplus, JCAM, Whiting Oil and Gas, Marathon, Halliburton, Go Wireline, Welltech, and Baker Consulting. All of those folks will be slaving over the barbecues today so you can have a great time. Our broadcast brought to you by Choice Financial, putting people first. MBI Energy Services, Crestwood, Connections for America's Energy, and Purity Oilfield Services. All right, Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us from Cleveland for an update on what's happening there from his perspective. He's been in demand at a lot of different energy events. And also, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to talk to Randy Phelan, a councilman from Mandaree. We're finishing our conversation now with Gary Emanuth, former Republican Party chairman and also a member of the Trump team until last night. And you resigned from the finance committee for the Trump folks. But I don't sense you're upset with the Trump folks. You're upset with the party over these rules, right? I mean, who's screwed up here, Gary, in your mind?
Well, Scott, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump this fall, so people shouldn't be confused by that. He's the Republican nominee, and last night was a great night at the Republican convention in Cleveland. Making America Safe Again, Rudy Giuliani, you talked about. Milana was fabulous. The delegates loved her. Marcus Luttrell, you know, the Marine, the Navy SEAL, spoke. I mean, it was a fabulous night, and they did recover from, you know, they got to deal with the fallout, but at the end of the day, they had a great night at the convention. The delegates were ecstatic. They had a great time. Tonight's going to be another great night. And, you know, the delegates are excited. It's just that this rules thing was something that should have not happened. And it was, and it got all misconstrued about stopping Trump and never Trump. And so it's unfortunate that happened. And in the end, I just resigned from the finance committee because I was fighting with Ryan Priebus over this. And most of the money ends up in his pocket for helping the nominee. And, it's just a point I needed to make, and it's the way it goes. So, but of course, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. I said I was going to support him before, and I will continue to do that.
So, Rice Priebus, you're talking about, is the chair of the Republican National Committee, and a friend of yours, right? I mean, what does Rice say about this? What is so? In other words, your argument is okay. Just give us a vote. We want to vote. We'll probably lose, but we want to vote, right? We want to vote on how we think the rules ought to be. You didn't get the vote. You thought there were heavy-handed tactics in not giving you the vote. And so your remedy is to say, I'm not going to be part of something that raises money for the committee. What do they say in response?
Well, Ryan just said you didn't have the votes and you didn't have the petitions and the right signatures. Well, it was after he had the goons on the inside establishment calling every name on the list, or lots of them on the list, telling them to withdraw the name. And, Scott, people just can't be confused by what was going on. It was really a request to have a roll call vote on whether the rules of the Republican Party are going to be in effect that they passed last week, which was really a bad. If you were here watching it, I left almost saying to myself, this is not America. And it got worse on the floor, unfortunately. And see, what North Dakota, what the National Republican Party does is different. The Democrat National Party has a set of rules, charter like a corporation that continues. The Republican National Committee disbands every 4 years and reconvenes at a convention and passes new rules on how they're going to operate for the next 4 years. There were lots of rules in there that continued to centralize power in the chairman's hands. And those are some things that people wanted to push back on. Nothing to do with Donald Trump. Now, were there anti-Trump people in the mix? Sure there were. I mean, there's Cruz people, Kasich people, but at the end of the day, half those delegates at the convention are Ted Cruz people for whatever. And that's fine, because that's what primaries and caucuses and conventions are all about. Everybody's got their own favorite candidate. Yesterday was about the rules, and they wouldn't allow this roll call vote. And the motion that was made didn't even allow for discussion. We knew that. We weren't trying to create a ruckus on the floor. We just wanted to have a chance for the delegates to make a statement about the rules that were put through that were really bad for the next 4 years.
Sounds like a big misunderstanding, so it sounds like to me.
Well,
I don't know. I mean, what would be the harm in allowing a vote that you're saying you were going to lose?
Well, we figured we had 1,000 people. We needed 1247, the magic number. Everybody knows what it is, 1237. And we didn't have the votes to say that we would win. But when they were done, if they had a roll call vote, they would have lost it. We didn't expect to win it. We just wanted to, you know, make a statement that people are frustrated by the strong arm tactics of what they're doing with the rules. And, you know, you get lost. You really don't want to get lost in the weeds on rules when you got your presumptive nominee. So that becomes the storyline at this convention, which is really bad.
And it did. It did, which is prompting this email from a listener saying, could you ask your guest why he's bent on destroying the Republican Party? How typical, a no-fight Republican.
Yeah, that's not the point. They don't understand. They're not really listening to the storyline, and that's unfortunate. Because if you just want to have kumbaya moments where, you know, part of why volunteers get involved in the party is to fight for their values, their candidates, what they believe, and all that stuff. And then we're going to support the nominee. Well, this shouldn't have happened the way it did, but they chose to pick a fight at the wrong time. It was their fault. So that's the way we see it.
All right. So now you're staying and taking the rest of it in and putting that behind you. What?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm just gonna vote for Donald Trump tonight. We're gonna have a ballot. We're voting. And as I said, I'm voting for Donald Trump, and he will be the nominee. And we got to win in November. So I see it.
Thanks, Gary. Gary Amenath from Cleveland. On the drama of yesterday. More coming up.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm NDSU Extension Plant Pathologist Dr. Sam Markell. Many soybeans in the state were injured by hail last week, raising many good questions about diseases and fungicide applications. A study was recently conducted in Iowa that investigated the effects of a fungicide, pyraclostrobin, on hail-injured soybeans. To injure the soybeans, the researchers created a PTO-powered ice thrower. The ice thrower was used to simulate hail on soybeans at growth stages R1, which is beginning flower, or R4, which is full pod. They applied a fungicide at R3, which is early pod. The results showed that a fungicide application made before or after the hail simulation event provided little yield-preserving or disease-limiting benefits when foliar disease severity was low, which is commonly the case in North Dakota soybeans. For more information, including a video demonstration of the ice thrower in action, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Make this the year that you attend one of the Bakken Rocks Cookfest. Here's the scoop. Tuesday the 19th, the Mandarin. Thursday the 21st in Stanley. Free and open to the public. Free barbecue, free music, great music. Tin Star in Stanley and ND22 in Mandarin. The barbecue's fantastic. There's Bakken info sessions with Q&A, Ron Ness, Lynn Helms, and more. 2 to 4 p.m. with the information sessions. 4 to 7 for free barbecue, live music, and lots of fun. Mandarin on Tuesday the 19th, Stanley on Thursday the 21st. See you there.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
ApacheApache.com is a great resource if you can't make it to the Mandan location of High Plains Apache today. If you can't make it to the Frontier location south of Fargo, exit 60, if you can't make it there. Because they love visiting with you. They'd love to have you come on by and stop on by and see them in High Plains Apache. For one, they have that E.T. Ag Center there. And what that means is 50,000 parts, not just for Apache sprayers, but literally for about any kind of sprayer you can imagine. They have on hand, on location. If they don't have it, they're going to have it shipped to your door in practically hours. It's the largest source in the world of ag application parts right there. So think about that. They have a dedicated sales and service team. You know what their focus is? One thing, sprayers. And that's why it shows in everything they do. So come on in, stop and see them, and find out why the Apache owner comes back again and again and again and loves that Apache sprayer. HighPlainsApache.com. They're in Eastside Court, Mandan, also in Frontier, exit 60 south of Fargo. We're in Mandaree, North Dakota today. Counting down to the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. More on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Our special broadcast brought to you in part by Choice Financial. People first. Fairly new to Western North Dakota. Over the last couple of years, they've moved westward, but they've been in North Dakota over 100 years. And by MBI Energy Services, bar none, one of the best places to work in North Dakota. No doubt about it. And, of course, they have locations all throughout oil country in the USA. Hi, MBI Energy Services. Find them on Facebook or online at MBIEnergy.com. All right, Congressman Kevin Cramer is here, checking in from Cleveland. Cleveland, North Dakota. There is a Cleveland, North Dakota. There is a Cleveland, Minnesota. But there's also a Cleveland, Ohio. And representing North Dakota well at the Republican National Convention. What's the big story as you wake up this morning, as you get rolling today for day two, Kevin?
Well, it's interesting, Scott. Sometimes, depending on which news channel you watch, you wonder if you're at the same event that they were covering. But first thing I had to do this morning is go give a little energy speech to the Trump Leadership Council, made up of 10 groups, 10 industry groups with 10 CEOs in each industry, and just trying to help put the meat on the policy bones is rich experience. But, of course, we were on the floor last night and heard all the wonderful speeches, and of course, everybody's abuzz about Rudy Giuliani's speech, and of course, Sheriff Clark as well. And, there's a very strong sense that, when it comes to national security, when it comes to homeland security and keeping Americans safe, that's a fight we win with just about everybody in this country. And so that's what the enthusiasm's about.
You know, conventions are all about messaging, right? Getting a theme across. Yeah. And as last night, I thought everybody was really good. I start picking, my favorite comments, and it gets to be a long list. Rudy was great. Pat Smith, I thought the mother, Sean Smith, was fantastic. Rick Perry.
Very compelling.
And the lone survivor. I mean, just go right through the list. You mentioned the sheriff. You start saying, but what about that one? But some of that has been lost in this big brouhaha over the supposed plagiarism of Melania Trump. What do you make of that?
Well, it's so funny. I was watching late last night on one of the cable news channels, and I had this group of five people, who none of whom I'd ever seen before, so that tells you it was pretty late at night, because I'm pretty sure none of them had been on TV before midnight before, but they were going on and on about this plagiarism, and then they show the two clips of the two, future first ladies, if you will. And I thought, no, I had no clue that Michelle Obama invented the words about getting values, and passing them down, and the man's word is his bond. See, I was pretty sure somebody thought of that one before Michelle Obama. I had no idea she invented it. It's so far-fetched and ludicrous as to be nothing more than another sort of liberal media distraction to create a narrative that doesn't exist. The thing about a speech, and plagiarism, of course, we're talking here about a speech by a former future first lady, not a doctoral dissertation or, the speech on the formula for new fracking fluid or something like that. It's life's experience, it's life's experience. And it'd be like saying, if I used in a speech, I was born in Rolett, North Dakota, no other human being after me could use that in a speech, regardless of whether they were born in Rolett, North Dakota. It's that silly, Scott. But I also supposed to do every time. You can count on them to overplay a hand, and pretty soon Donald Trump has the upper hand. So I kind of see that one playing out that way.
Another controversy. We just talked to Gary Ameneth, former Republican Party chair, and he was part of a finance committee raising some dollars for Donald Trump and ultimately the RNC.
He was part of the finance committee. Leave it at that. But anyway.
Okay, so he resigns from that over a spat yesterday on the rules. He just explained that this is really about, you know, the party. What do you make of Gary's complaints here?
I think it's another distraction from reality. That's the issue. I mean, first of all, and I just, by the way, just spent a fair bit of time discussing this with former Republican National Committee Chairman Haley Barbour, a very good friend of mine. I gave his first seconding speech when he became chairman in 1992 and for the 94 cycle when we won Congress back. And Haley's an expert on this stuff. He's very frustrated by this silliness being played out by the whiners, if you will. And it's like, they're better than this. I know these people. I know Gary very well. And you don't pick a person's, you know, nominating convention to have an argument about the rules after the game. It'd be like after the gun goes off, you know, at the Super Bowl and, you know, the ticker tape parade is taking place. And then you're going to argue, well, we should change the rules of the Super Bowl. Let's change them so that we can pretend that we won. You know, it just doesn't work that way. And it's also very unbecoming. But the reality is that the rules, in order for them to enforce what they wanted to enforce, they had to get a majority of signatures from a majority of seven delegations. They had five. You don't get to say, well, let's pretend it was seven, or yeah, we meant to have seven, or we actually had nine, but it became five. The rules are very, very clear. Now, Hillary Clinton used to breaking the rules to get by with it. You don't get to break the rules because you want to create some sort of, you know, elite party structure. It just is not in the cards. And it's too bad because it's a bit of a, but again, it's sort of a flaw, a knack. It's really nothing in terms of, you know, electing Donald Trump.
We have about a minute left, but tonight's theme is Make America Work Again. And speakers include Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, and the leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, one of your colleagues, Governor Chris Christie, Dr. Ben Carson. I'm really looking forward to that. Non-traditional speakers. You got the UFC president, Dana White. You got Tiffany Trump, Donald Jr., Kimberlyn Brown, professional golfer. Kimberlyn Brown's a television star, but the pro golfer is Natalie Gubles tonight, or Gubles, I guess. What will we be talking about tomorrow, Kevin?
Well, I think we're going to be talking about exactly that, putting people back to work, getting our economy going again. But when we talk about the economy, we're not talking about, you know, the Wall Street economy. Donald Trump talks about the manufacturing economy, the energy economy. I was just with a whole bunch of energy leaders. And told him, you know, last night was all about national security and homeland security. Today's all about putting people back to work. All of that makes for a wonderful energy theme, because we know in North Dakota that national security and economic security and jobs are all about energy. So I think it's going to be another one of those winning messages for the Trump team tomorrow.
From Cleveland, Congressman Kevin Cramer, thanks for the update. More from Mandarin next.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you ought to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm going to level with you, folks. I love Cookfest. I really do. It's a favorite part of summer. I've been to every Republican convention since 1996 for a radio talk show. So it's sort of like shooting fish in a barrel because you can just, you know, you get one giant lunker after another that you get in the way of guests, right? And, you know, well, that's interesting. I it's not as fun as being a part of these Bach and Rocks Cookfest. So this year, given the schedule I had chosen, I'm thrilled to be in Mandaree, North Dakota, not in Cleveland today. I'll tell you that. I really am. And it'll be the same for tomorrow at Newtown and Stanley on Thursday, because this is really fun. And this is really, for me, I need the opportunity to see up close what we talk about a lot on the radio. And that's where you have this North Dakota miracle, which has been the oil and gas development, and the fact that we are taking oil from rock to the degree we are and transforming lives, creating jobs, companies emerging, and, you know, really that the giving people a future that wouldn't otherwise be there, bringing, you know, grandkids and sons and daughters home to be with grandparents that wouldn't otherwise be there. I see that more than I see, you know, the price of oil or, you know, a new building or a new, you know, a new operation. I see the impact it has on lives, and it's so fun to see it up close and firsthand. And that's why I really encourage people, whether you have any connection to the industry or not, to come to these Bach and Rocks Cookfest, because you see communities interact with the industry, and you understand that it isn't always exactly the way the Bismarck Tribune tells you it is, or the Fargo Forum editorial page, which you know, if the Fargo Forum editorial board spent 15 minutes at these Cookfests, their frame of reference would change 360 degrees. This would be completely different. They're too good for that. They're better in an ivory tower, right? It's just easier behind a keyboard doling out your vitriol. Get here. Understand this. See people. Meet people. Be amongst these folks and understand that. And have a good time. I mean, there's a great band, ND22, that's playing. It's free. There's free barbecue. There's all kinds of giveaways. It's fantastic for the kids. It's a lot of fun. Really encourage you to be here. Today's events, the Bakken Information Center session, rather, takes place in the Mandaree Community Center with Randy Phelan, a council member that we're going to chat with in a moment, Ron Nessa of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Kathy Nessett of Nessa Consulting, Lynn Helms of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and the panel is Addressing Impacts, Implementing Solutions. It'll take place today. We're talking about the issues. Nobody says, hey, everything's been perfect. Everything works like it's supposed to every time. Of course it doesn't. I mean, there's impacts. There's things that happen, but if you have conversations about them, you understand both sides, you really come up with solutions. That's the idea. Yes, there's impacts. Address them. Implement solutions. And then the fun starts 4 to 7 with the Bakken barbecue, the information booths, and the music by ND22. Award presentations to the judges at 7. It's a lot of fun. So come here and take it all in. Randy Phelan is the West Councilman on the MHA Council. joins us here at the Mandaree Community Center. Thank you for your wonderful hospitality. Everybody's been great, having a great time in Mandaree. It's good to see you, Randy.
Thank you.
Appreciate the fact that you're a regular listener to the program, I understand, too.
Yes, yes, Scott, I am.
And now you get to put a name with a face, and you can tell why I say I have a face for radio, right? I got that all figured out.
Yeah, it sure does.
So tell me about you. Did you grow up here?
Yes, I did. I'm a lifelong resident. I'm born and raised here, graduated here, and made a life here. So
how are things? When you talk about growing up here, being in high school here, if we had the calendar that said, rather than 2016, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, how were things?
Well, it's changed. It's the oil definitely made it changed our community, made a lot of impact in our neighborhood. We don't you see a lot of industry driving our roads. Normally we wouldn't have that much traffic, and there's a lot of good and a lot of bad. The good is it helped our community do things we normally couldn't do before. Of course you have the bad of the drugs and more abnormal behavior of normally that we wouldn't have, like heroin and that sort of thing coming into our community, but that's the bad part, and we have to deal with that. We have to that's impact on both sides.
Tell me a little bit about the career opportunities, the jobs. In other words, if you without the oil and gas industry and the opportunities that are there, what kind of jobs do people leave and go find employment elsewhere? Are they able to stay now? I mean, how is the job situation better?
I think the impact is also great on the jobs. It created jobs where our community members, our enrolled members that normally wouldn't get jobs. Now, working on a rig, roustabout, that sort of thing. There's jobs available for our community members now.
And good paying jobs.
Yes.
Right. So has that helped, provide new opportunities for people? What kind of impact has that had? With those jobs, at a good rate of return, what kind of difference has that made?
Overall, I think it really brought a lot of positive impact to those individuals that normally would have to leave the reservation and go find a rig job or a roustabout job. It's right in our back door now.
Don't have to leave. Can stay right here.
Yeah.
Help their families. How about that? You mentioned the challenges, the things that have been difficult. What most concerns you about? What would you like to fix more than anything? What's a big problem?
I think the biggest impact, negative impact, I'll call that, is the drugs bringing in. Normally before we didn't have the bigger the drug impact that we have now. It's concerning. It's very alarming.
Why do you think that is? Is it because they recognize, I'm talking about the dealers now, a market that wouldn't have existed before? The dollars wouldn't have been there to pay, so people are making more. They have jobs, so therefore they're a potential client. Do you think that's why they come here?
Well, yeah, I think they recognize the revenue is here, not only from the workers, but as well as the landowners, and not everybody's, that's one of the main reasons why the drugs have gone, not only in this community, but across the reservation. I think we see it as a severe problem.
How do you, when you interact with your law enforcement officials, what do they want? Do they need more resources? Is it a matter of stopping it? Is it a matter of recognizing that it's here and getting better treatment for folks? What are the fixes you're looking for?
Kind of all of the above, what you mentioned there. I think there's a problem that we recognize, and we're trying to stop or eliminate the, the drug activity. At the same time, we have to get our people help. You know, we just can't just leave them and not do nothing about it. We have to, you know, they need help. So,
Randy Phelan is with us. Randy is a council member in the MHA Nation. We're in Mandaree today, where the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest is going to happen. What events like today? What kind of a, this event has been in many places, many communities, first time to Mandaree, but what kind of a, impact will it have to have, an event of this magnitude right here?
Well, I think it's, first of all, I think it's very, great that it come to Mandaree. It's been, I know we talked about, me and Ron talked about this a while back, and I think it was about a year ago we had planned this. And I'm really glad it's here. Exciting. It's a big event that's happening in our little town of Mandaree, and I'm very excited. And I think we can show the people, that petroleum industry can also do good things in your communities.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's a prime example of that. This is a little mini little fair, really.
Mm-hmm.
The kids have a blast. They really do. I mean, they get a lot of fun little treats, and the food is fantastic, so that's good for mom and dad. Of course, the music is great, but it's really family fun and a great opportunity to interact with people from the industry and meet folks. If you're in this industry, you meet folks from the community that come out that have been, had an opportunity that might not otherwise had from the industry, but just these conversations really is more than anything, which I think is really great. What else would you like our listeners to know about Mandaree?
Well, I think it's a place that with not only for tourists to come see. We have we've got our buffalo, we've got elk, we've got our badlands. It's a place to tourists to come see. Kind of like Medora, but we don't have the stores and stuff that Medora has, but we have the scenery. Just like Medora.
Oh, it is so beautiful here. It really is. It is absolutely beautiful. It's a wonderful part of North Dakota. Great view. I came down today from Newtown, and it's just every time I take that turn onto 22, just say, okay, get ready. Here it is.
Yeah.
It's one of those really beautiful, unique views, no question about it. Well, thanks for having us, Randy. Appreciate it very much. Looking forward to the events of today, throughout the day, and appreciate your hospitality.
Yes, and hope I think some of our council is going to be coming over, and if we can get them over here as well. And I want to thank all the listeners for and come to Mandaree and come to the Cook Fest and enjoy yourselves today and the kids as well. And we just finished up with our annual celebration over the weekend, and we had lots of people here, so I'm hoping they'll all come back for the Cook Fest today.
Wow, so you're going from one fun festival to another.
Yeah, I just wanted to make mention too. There's a couple of my my friends that one of them wanted me to mention his name over the radio, and he said his name is Jeff Baker. He said he would like to be a tester.
He wants to be a barbecue tester, a little taste tester, huh? Jeff has got a job today. Yeah.
Yeah, so they wanted to make mention of that. And
I love it. All right. That sounds great. Thanks, Randy.
Yep. Thank you.
You gave Jeff a shout-out. Now he owes you big time. That's for sure. In Mandaree, North Dakota today for the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. All right. When we come back, our final segment. Last chance to weigh in on our Cook Fest on day one of the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. Anything else on your mind? 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you have a bathtub and want a shower, if you have a bathtub and want a better bathtub, maybe a walk-in tub, I can help. Bath Planet is the group. Bath Planet offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Let me say that again. Bath Planet, right here in North Dakota, offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Easy to keep clean, beautiful, made in the USA, bathtub or shower, you use it every day. I'd love for you to have a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how this new tub or shower would look with the Bath Planet Design Studio. It's great. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns, and, of course, every kind of tub you can imagine. And all of this comes with a lifetime warranty and a good housekeeping seal of approval. Call this number, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289 or online at bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you and you'll get a $500 certificate from Bath Planet.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU 5th in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Good morning, Scott. I wish I was out there at beautiful Mandaree. It's beautiful country out there. Say, Giuliani absolutely gave a masterpiece talk last night on the Republican convention. He used Obama's rhetoric to be critical of the administration at the beginning of his talk about uniting America. And he went on and on, and he unified the whole party with that criticism. That where you sort of use some, a couple of the lines of Obama's, two elections ago, campaign speech about that, unity of America, we're all Americans, that type of phrase. So the other channels, I think CNN, CNBC, all those people started looking for plagiarism, and they couldn't find enough of it in that speech at all. So they ended up going in with Mrs. Trump, looking at her speech, but really they really were centering on Giuliani's speech, which was a masterpiece, a political masterpiece for its criticism and its unifying for the party and the country. That's all, Scott.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. Appreciate that. Before you go to that one, I was just going to add a comment on that. Don't you wonder who is in charge with saying, let's take this speech and match the words with every other speech out there? How in the world do you suppose, you know, this came to be? Where did the initial accusation come from that it was plagiarized? It's a good point. Maybe they were looking, couldn't find it. I don't know. But okay, next one. Go ahead and roll that.
Why would anybody even want to read the Fargo form? We call it the Fargo Fool'em. That's what we call it out here.
I hear you. Well, you know, listen, I most of my ire is directed at the editorial page because, and Jack Zaleski's the editorial page editor. I used to be a colleague of his. I was a former communications employee. Jack's a nice fella. But it's just one of those kind of things where, you know, when you sit in your office all the time and you just, you know, let people call you and sort of try and influence you, and that shapes your views without actually getting out amongst people, you soon lose any sense of reality. And unfortunately, I think that's what's happened with them and all too often other editorial page folks as well, because it's you know, pontificating from on high without any connection to reality. Mandaree, North Dakota is where we're at today. Really looking forward to the fun here on What's On Your Mind. So much going on that we are encouraged very much by all the folks that are heading for Mandaree today, going to take in all this fun. And want to thank our sponsors. I'm going to run through a little bit of the schedule for today before we go and give you any last chance to weigh in. I got a few texts I need to get to, too, here. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Brought to you in part today by B-Mobile. They want to introduce you to Hum by Verizon. Have you heard about this? It is the perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer. That's right. B-Mobile Verizon is more than just phones and tablets, folks. This tool offers features like roadside assistance, diagnostics, and maintenance reminders, and vehicle locator, and hands-free Bluetooth calling. And for a limited time, if your teen is getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months of service rebated as a bill credit. So get Hum and go. And you'll find B-Mobile in Jamestown, in Fargo, in Bismarck, in Minot, in Grand Forks, in Williston, in Wahpeton, in Valley City, in Bodno, and Devil's Lake, too. And over in Minnesota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes. B-Mobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. All right, what else here on the text we haven't gotten to? Congressman Cramer made the exact same point I did earlier. Hashtag great minds think alike. All right. Very good. Congressman Cramer is incorrect. It wasn't some insignificant occurrence. What the RNC did yesterday is just one more thing in a long line of middle fingers aimed squarely at conservatives in the grassroots base. I don't think you could find two conservatives that knew what happened yesterday. So, you know, you may interpret it as a middle finger, but, you know, I think it's a self-inflicted wound to the extent it's a wound, but I think it's more of a little scrape. I really do. Because they admit they didn't even have the votes. Let them vote, whatever. You know, I don't think it's, but it was so misreported by the media. It was unbelievable. All day it was portrayed as though the Never Trump crowd was trying to get in something against Trump. And all of this was about rules for 2020. It had nothing to do with the current convention. So, good example of how, you know, you need to pay close attention to the facts and not rely on the media to give it to you, because they misreported the story all day yesterday. CNN is saying the Trump campaign manager fired last month said the person responsible for writing Melania's speech should be fired. Didn't she say she wrote it? I just think this is a fool's errand. You're getting sucked into a lot of stuff that really doesn't honestly matter. You know what does matter? We're going to have a great time in Mandaree today. 8th Annual Bakken Rocks Cookfest. 2 to 4, the Bakken Information Sessions. That'll take place at the Mandaree Community Center. All right. 4 until 7, the barbecue, the information booths, and the performance by ND22 takes place at the Mandaree Powwow Grounds. 7 o'clock, the big award presentation. This all is repeated in Stanley on Thursday, 2:30 to 4:30, the only difference, the Bakken information sessions will start a little earlier in Stanley than they did in Mandaree. And tomorrow, if you're looking to wet your line and join the fun of a North Dakota Oil Can Fishing Derby, you want to be at Four Bears Casino Marina tomorrow morning and take part in that great fun that's taking place down there. It should be a lot of fun. Our special broadcast of today, tomorrow, and Thursday in the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest, brought to you by our friends at Choice Financial. People First, MBI Energy Services, a great place to work. Crestwood, Connections for America's Energy, and Purity Oilfield Services. Thank you to them as well. Energy Matters a little later from here. We're at the Mandaree Community Center, getting set for Cook Fest. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening to What's On Your Mind. Hey, it's Scott Hennon here, the host of What's On Your Mind. But you already know that because you're listening to What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota. And for that, we're very grateful to our listeners. And our advertisers love the fact that our listeners become their customers. I was chatting with a client the other day, does about $1.8 million in business every month, and he said, you know what, the majority of my business comes from your radio show. Folks, we love it. We love when we can help businesses grow, and that's what we do every day. So when I'm not on the air, I'm meeting with businesses, helping them craft a plan to get more customers, to get more awareness and branding, and build their brand. And I love doing it. I'd love to meet with you. If we can help you with a statewide broadcast on four radio stations all across North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and beyond, call me. 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Or call Jim and Bismarck at K-Fire at 701-255-1234.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Courage returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.